FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Dopamine Squad. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back again with another daily dose of reality check and brain-boosting goodness. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: attachment issues. Ever felt like you crave constant reassurance? You know that feeling when you overthink a text or need to be constantly connected? Well, chances are, your early experiences might have played a role in shaping those patterns. We're not talking about casual crushes here, folks. We're talking about the deep-seated emotional bonds we form as children and how they can impact our relationships as adults. It's like learning to ride a bike if you had wobbly wheels growing up. It might take a little longer to feel confident on your own two feet. So, let's break down five key takeaways that'll help you understand attachment issues and start healing those old wounds. First off, recognize the different attachment styles. We're talking secure, anxious, avoidant, and fearful avoidant. Each style has its unique traits and behaviors. Understanding your own attachment style is like getting a map. It helps you navigate those emotional waters with more awareness. Think of it like this. If you're always seeking reassurance, you might be anxious attached. If you tend to shut down emotionally, you could be avoidant. Remember, none of these styles are bad. They are simply different ways of relating to the world based on your early experiences. Like a diverse crowd at a festival, each person brings their own flavor and energy. The key is recognizing your style and learning to work with it, not against it. Secondly, childhood plays a huge role. I'm talking about those formative years when you were figuring out trust, boundaries, and how to connect with others. If you had inconsistent caregiving or experienced trauma, it can shape your attachment style later on. It's like learning a language if you heard different dialects growing up. It might take some time to master the right accent. Thirdly, don't blame yourself. Attachment issues aren't your fault. They're often a result of circumstances beyond your control. Be kind to yourself and remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion, just like learning a new skill or mastering a challenging recipe. Fourth, therapy can be a game changer. Talking to a therapist who specializes in attachment issues can provide invaluable support and guidance. They can help you understand your patterns, develop coping mechanisms, and build healthier relationships. Think of it as having a personal coach for your emotional well-being, someone who helps you identify your strengths and work through those tricky areas. And finally, cultivate secure attachments in your adult relationships. Choose partners who are supportive, communicative, and respectful. Surround yourself with people who make you feel safe and seen. Remember, healthy relationships are built on trust, understanding, and mutual respect, just like a strong foundation for a beautiful building. Let me share a quick example that might resonate. Imagine you're always worried about your partner leaving you. You might constantly check their phone, need excessive reassurance, or even isolate yourself to avoid rejection. This could be a sign of an anxious attachment style stemming from childhood experiences where your needs weren't consistently met. It's not your fault, but understanding this pattern can help you break free and create healthier relationships. So, remember, Dopamine Squad. Recognizing your attachment style is the first step towards healing those old wounds. Be kind to yourself, seek support when needed, and keep building those secure attachments in your adult life. Remember, healing is a journey, not a race. Take it one step at a time, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of self-love. Now go out there and reclaim your emotional well-being. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. See you in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.